أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ألم تر إلى الذين أوتوا نصيبا من الكتاب يشترون الضلالة ويريدون أن تضلوا السبيل والله أعلم بأعدائكم وكفى بالله وليا وكفى بالله نصيرا من الذين هادوا يحذفون الكلم عن مواضعه ويقولون سمعنا وعصينا واسمع غير مسمع وراعنا ليا بألسنتهم وطعنا في الدين ولو أنهم قالوا سمعنا وأطعنا واسمع وانظرنا لكان خيرا لهم وأقوم ولكن لعنهم الله بكفرهم فلا يؤمنون إلا قليلا صدق الله العظيم. We discuss verses 44, 45 and 46 of Surah An-Nisa. In the previous verses, from the beginning of the Surah, Allah Ta'ala spoke about different hukuk, different rights. And then Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala spoke about Salat and approach, not to approach Salat in an intoxicated condition. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about other ummats that had received kitab from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and then they approached the kitab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with a great deal of intoxication, not the intoxication of alcohol, but they were intoxicated by their wealth and by the ni'mats that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala provided them in this material world. And here the entire object is that this ummah should never fall into the difficulties that the other ummah had fallen into with regards to their deen because of what they did regarding the wahi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A person, Rifa'a ibn Zayd, used to come to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He was from the Yahud. And then he would listen to the discourse of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the Quran, the Hadith, the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and then he would speak in a way to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, in which he would mince his words, mix his words, and that would leave sometimes the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum convinced that this is a person of Iman, but there was nifaq and hypocrisy in his heart. And hence Allah Ta'ala says, أَلَمْ تَرَ إِلَى الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا نَصِيبًا مِنَ الْكِتَابِ, that do you not see those people who had been given a portion of the kitab, a portion of the revelation, they received the Torah, some of them would have gotten the Injil, but that was only a portion of the revelation of Allah Ta'ala, because the final revelation is the Quran and the kitab of Allah Ta'ala. يَشْتَرُونَ الضَّلَالَ, they had purchased deviation, they were on guidance, they had all the material that would have guided them, but they had taken that and exchanged it for dalala, for deviation. وَيُرِيدُونَ أَن تَضِلُّ السَّبِيلِ, and their desire was that you should also deviate from the path of Allah Ta'ala, referring to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and obviously the Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So that was the desire that was hidden in their heart. Wallahu a'lamu bi'a'da'ikum, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best your enemies. Wakafa billahi waliya, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is sufficient as a protector. وَكَفَى بِاللَّهِ نَصِيرًا, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is sufficient as a helper. Allah knows all the situations. Allah knows friend from foe. Allah ta'ala knows who's your enemy and who's your bosom friend. Now amongst the things that the Yahud would do with regards to the wahi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala discusses, Allah says, مِنَ الَّذِينَ هَادُوا يُحَذِّفُونَ الْكَلِمَ عَمْ مَوَاضِعِ, from those who were Yahud, they would pervert, they would change the word that is of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from its place. وَيَقُولُونَ سَمِعْنَا وَعَصَيْنَا, and they will say, we heard, that they will say aloud to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَعَصَيْنَا, and we disobeyed, that they would say to themselves. In other words, they may have heard the words, but they have never accepted the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now, when we speak about them changing the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ulama have written that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given the description of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the Torah. But when they would describe Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they began to actually change the words. Like for example, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, when he spoke about the physical feature of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the height of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah ta'ala made it clear that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would be moderate in height. In other words, he won't be extremely tall and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will not be extremely short. But when they described Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to the people, then they began to say that Nabi that is going to come will be extremely tall. So hence, this is not the person that we are awaiting. And hence, of course, insofar as height is concerned, that can be seen from a distance. So at a distance, we will see that he is not the Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then, of course, they change the words of the kitab in that way. Wasma ghayra musma'in. And then they would address Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, wasma, listen, but ghayra musma'in. Now this was an Arabic saying in actual fact, that when you want to incur some good dua upon a person, then you would say to the person that may you not listen to harmful things, things that are ill. So ghayra musma. But they used to take the meaning, wasma, listen, ghayra musma'in, may you never hear. In other words, they would invoke a curse upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa ra'ina. And then they would use this word ra'ina for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ra'ina generally in Arabic has a very good meaning in that please be considerate to us. In other words, a word of extreme adab and respect. But in their own language, in the Hebrew language, it meant death be upon you. In other words, cursing Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Layyam bi al-sinatihim wa ta'anan fid din. Distorting their tongue, twisting their tongue. In other words, using a word that will have dual connotation and of course implying the ill and the bad connotation for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa ta'anan fid din. And at the same time rebuking the deen of Allah ta'ala, taunting the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So these were the ills of the Yahud, even when they would come in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah ta'ala says, وَلَوْ أَنَّهُمْ قَالُوا سَمِعْنَا. If only they would say, we heard. وَأَطَعْنَا, and we obeyed. وَاسْمَعْ, and they would just simply, when they addressed Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said, listen. In other words, attracting his attention, not adding anything of dual connotation, and instead of saying wara'ina, instead of saying those words that had the dual connotation, they would have used a common word that was used in Arabic, wandurna, be considered to us, lakana khayran lahum, it would have been better for them, wa aqwama, and it would have been an upright behavior from their side. But Allah Ta'ala says, they had done all of this to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَلَكِنْ لَعْنَهُمُ اللَّهُ بِكُفْرِهِمْ. However then, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had cursed them because of their disbelief. No matter how much they had tried to sway Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to believe that they had iman, Allah ta'ala had known that there was kufr in their hearts. فَلَا يُؤْمِنُونَ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. But only a few from amongst them had believed. May Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq. سبحان الله وبحمده سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك.